Hey, pull out a piece of paper and write down how many of these emails you think you're actually sending your list.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it. Welcome back, my Inbox Besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com and creator of the Love Your List email marketing mega course, y'all, which is going to be opening, guys, in a couple of weeks. I'm super excited. So if you would like to get in early and with a discount and you'd like to see a bonus lesson that I'm not releasing to the public at all, which you can only find in Love Your List, head on over to loveyourlist.co to get your booty on the wait list, y'all. So that is loveyourlist.co. And of course, you know, just click the cover art. There is a link in the show notes, guys. Of course, I got your back. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode, which as you can hear in my voice, I'm super excited because y'all know, like, I live, breathe, and eat email marketing. It is a sick obsession. I'm a giant nerd. I'm so excited by it. I first want to just give you guys the biggest heartfelt thank you ever. I always knew you guys were the best looking listeners of all the podcasts out there, but this just proved to me that you just straight up are the best podcast listeners. So if you're not driving, give yourself a pat on the back. And if you are driving, pull yourself over and give yourself one. The outpouring of messages and emails and response that I got to last week's episode number 44, where I talked about how my business almost killed me, was just fantastic. You guys were just, I was crying most of the time. Good tears though, happy tears, as I tell my daughter. And a lot of you actually responded too with how you really enjoyed the Facebook one. So that's exciting. And we welcomed a whole bunch of fresh people into the FB framework. So what up, my fellow FB frameworkers? So just thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. And without further ado, let's go ahead and thank our tool of the week and then get into our emails. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers. And they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo. And of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. All right, guys, so let's talk about the 4 automated emails every business and blog should be sending. So of course, automated messages means that your email service provider, like ConvertKit, automatically sends these out, you know, 6 months, 4 weeks, 2 days after someone subscribes to your list. It does this automatically. You're not, you know, writing these on a Tuesday, sending these on a Tuesday, and then everyone who subscribed on Wednesday and beyond are never going to see these bad boys. No. This is all automation, all the time. This is what makes investing in a high-quality email service provider like ConvertKit actually worth it, guys, by having all these back-end messages happen. So the very first email, and I love sending this very early on in my Inbox Besties journey with new subscribers, and that is the rant email. So this is where you basically get on your soapbox, either about something going on in your industry, something going on in your topic, or especially if you're doing something like sewing, you really get on your ranty pants about a common misconception. Like, for example, I have a lot of sewers that I work with and Love Your List and in my audience, and they can talk about how there's this misconception, like if you sell your outfit, the quality is not going to be good, or you're going to look like Little House on the Prairie, and you can go off about how, like, you're not going to look like a potato sack, and how dare people, like, oh, just thinking about it gets the head going, the hands going, that sort of thing. And where this is really great is it helps you shine a light on your values, but it also helps spark emotion to people, because they're like, yeah, right, like, I can't stand that either. So my industry, oh my goodness, there's a million things I could rant about. Mine is about being disingenuous and not being
being honest with your audience. Like, I hate it when people are like, oh, this is a live webinar. That's like an embedded YouTube video. It's like, dude, I'm not a moron. I know if I click on the YouTube icon, I can see that 5 people watched this and you posted it back 6 months ago. Like, oh, I can't even. I could have called this a can't even email. So maybe I will. Maybe I'll change the rant to can't even because I can't. So this one is really great because it shows off your personality. It shows off your core values, your core principles, and people are going to know if they resonate with you or not. Okay, you are not, I repeat, not to name names in this. So say if you do stuff about law of attraction and you hate The Secret, don't just come out and say like The Secret was garbage. You can be like, you know that really popular book from 2000s that everybody had? That's like close enough. Don't name names, guys. We're not tacky. Okay. The next email that everyone's got to send on autopilot, y'all. The Harry Potter email. So my email marketing fairy peeps already know about this amazing sorting hat email. And this is literally where we're having people self-segment. So the more you know about people, the better your messaging can be, the better offers you can send, and honestly, the better content you can create. Because half the time, we don't really know what's going on with our subscribers. Like, I had no idea that like 85% of my people consider themselves bloggers as opposed to freelancers or business owners. So that will help me not only create new freebies and new programs, but also the way I talk in the vernacular. So the more you know about people, the better. And, you know, when I am going to sell like Love Your List, I can, you know, everyone who self-identified as a blogger, I can send this email. Everyone who identified as a freelancer or a business owner, you know, I can send them this way. It really helps your sales when you're speaking the right language and to what they care about, because bloggers care, you know, a lot about traffic because maybe they have ads on their site, where freelancers are like, traffic. How do I actually get clients? So that's why that one is so important. So you can do stuff like, you know, beginner or advanced. You can do things like, you know, which one do you consider yourself more? I'm a blogger who wants to sell stuff. I'm a freelancer who's forced to blog. There you go. I like to try to keep it no more than 4. And honestly, I had to update my other one because it was 4. But now that I'm thinking about it, and now that I know more about my audience, I can actually break it down to 3 or 2. Just know the more choices you get, the less clicks you will get in general. This has something to do with a jam study, and we won't go into it right now, about buyer psychology. So try to keep it as simple as possible, really in your biggest groups, I would say, to have that sort of thing. So the Harry Potter email. Before we get into the third automated message, I just want to clear the air. There are 2 that you should be sending people that didn't include because I thought y'all would probably know that. And the first one is your freebie. That should automatically be getting sent out, whatever your free gift is, your course, your ebook, all of that sort of stuff. You shouldn't be manually sending that to people. And the second one is if you've got something paid, you need to be sending a paid offer email on automation. I just kind of figured y'all would know that that needs to be in there somewhere. So if you got an ebook at some point, whether you have a funnel leading up to it or 3 series emails about it, you need to tell every subscriber that you've got this thing. Okay. So those are just ones in general. You can consider those bonuses if you want to, but you need to send those. So the third one, and this one is really good, whether you're actually a business or a freelancer and you have services, or if you're a blogger and you're still working on monetizing and adding other sources of income. And this is the affiliate booster. So the affiliate booster is either where you say, you know, talk about your 3 favorite apps or resources that you happen to have affiliate links for. Maybe you only have affiliate links for 2. That's cool. But you are sending them products that you know and like that will help them also achieve what you're talking about. So again, for my sewers, they wouldn't be like, hey guys, I love SiteGround as hosting. Because that would be dumb. Like, sewers don't want to know about hosting. They want to know about where to get fabrics and threads and needles and sewing machines and all that sort of stuff. So you can do like a little mini roundup. I would say about 3. Again, not too many choices. Or you could send an email that's like, how I did blank. So you got to make sure blank is something that your subscribers care about, that you in the future would not have a paid product about. So say, for example, one of my students, they're a graphic designer, so they don't really talk about email marketing. They could literally have an email in their autoresponder series, wherever, you know, how I made, you know, $3,000 in 2 days. Okay. So that's something that if people are following them, they're like, ooh, I want to know. And then it talks about the story and it talks about how being a student of Love Your List is how they found out about this section, how they found out about this automation, and really embracing email marketing and learning from me did it for them. And then they include their affiliate link. So that is really a stronger booster, if you will, guys, having a story or a result and one product that you're focusing on, and then everybody gets it. Okay. So you have two choices there for your affiliate booster. So the last automated message is one that I like to call pick your brain. So this is one where it's more of a traditional survey that you send people as opposed to the Harry Potter email where that's just they click one sentence and that's it. So this one you want to send probably within the first 3 months, not like the first like 2 weeks, guys, because we had the Harry Potter one, but you want to make sure that you are collecting this data, especially for people that are hanging on longer since they're more likely to become customers, and asking them like, you know, what do you want to learn about? You know, what are you struggling with right now? These are where you want to actually send your surveys to your people. Now, you might want to tie in some type of giveaway with that. You know, everyone who does this survey is going to get entered to win a $10 Amazon gift card. Maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you want to actually give them some type of bonus training that you have. So, you know, you set up a Google form or type form, and then on your thank you page, it gives them a link to actually download this free extra goodie. So I think that there's a lot of different ways you can do this. And some people are like, oh, they'll just fill it out for the reward. It's up to you if you want to incentivize people. And we're not going to talk about what questions to ask people in this because that's a whole nother episode. If you guys are interested in it, let me know over on Instagram, katedoss.com/Instagram. We'll get you to my profile because I'm loving me some Instagram stories. And we'll talk about things to ask in the Pick Your Brain survey. All right, and the last email, guys, and the bonus automated message, guys, is for those of us who are selling any type of paid product, service, an easy yes offer, a mega course, and that is a kind words follow-up email. I found I am horrible at asking for testimonials after people buy my stuff. So I've literally had to update what's called technically an onboarding sequence for my paid products. And a couple weeks after, especially if it's an easy yes offer, you know, ask people like, you know, are they liking the program? Like, you know, why do they sign up? All of these sorts of things. So it's usually about 3 questions that I'll be sending people. So that way, if they say something really nice, I can reply back to them personally and be like, hey, you know, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts about why you invested in Trelloing for traffic. You know, would you mind if I, you know, write this as a testimonial on my sales page? I'll give you a link back and I can include any picture of you that you want. Just let me know. And not everyone will respond back to you and say yes, but honestly, most of the people do. So this is an easy way for you to be gaining that social proof, which is so pivotal in being able to sell more of your products and services. So guys, to wrap up, the 4 automated emails that you should be sending besides your freebie and a paid offer one, guys, is 1, the rant email, 2, the Harry Potter sorting hat email, 3, an affiliate booster one, 4, pick your brain because we want to survey our people, and 5, if you are selling a paid product, make sure you work on that onboarding sequence and ask for a kind words follow-up. So guys, that is it for today. As you see, very tactical, very back into it. If there's anyone actually that you would like to have as a guest on Inbox Besties, or if you have any of your favorite podcasts that you think I should go on because, hey, you girls got to get out there, hit me up again on Instagram. Tag me in a photo, especially if you listen to this episode. Tag me in your Instagram stories, guys. I love me some Instagram stories. Head on over to katedoster.com/Instagram, or just go ahead and click on the link below in the cover art as well. And I'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.